was the next thing to discuss within this agenda item after we had finished going through this document and the presentation from Mr. Gauthier, which was that at our last meeting, you may recall, we discussed and we had agreed that following this meeting, following this fourth session, we would share and consult this list of technical parameters more widely. And what the Secretariat was going to suggest was that we would send this document to the focal points of SC2 of the Working Party on Rail Transport, but we were also very keen to find out from delegates here today who else we should be consulting in terms of providing this as a draft text before we get to any decision at the next meeting in April. So I very much welcome Mr. Irwin's comment and his request, and what I would actually take from his question / suggestion is that yes, we will send it out to the people on our list and anyone else who is nominated, but this does not limit experts sharing it with other people themselves as well. And in fact, we would welcome that, because that way we are sure that we would have enough coverage and responses, let's say, from the various associations as well as member states and other focal points. It's up to you, Mr. Chair. I mean, I think we would seek to send out this document for this consultation fairly soon, so that again we can try and get things back by the end of October, so within the space of the next week or so. And it's up to you whether we give a few days for experts to provide us with additional names, or delegates choose to then forward it to their relevant associations or stakeholders, as it may be, to get their input, let's say, on this. I hope that's clear. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, thank you very much.